Trans athlete slams NCAA for lack of full scholarships to compete against women. By Warner Todd Houston on December 31, 2024. A transgender NCAA track and field athlete is blasting the college sports organization for not offering more scholarships to men who identify as women to play women's sports in college. Rochester Institute of Technology Sadie Schreiner recently decried the lack of sports opportunities for transgender athletes, according to Fox News. Among all the hurdles transfers usually have, there is an extra layer because it is trans. 50% of the country banned me from participating. And that meant I couldn't attend any of those colleges even if they reached out to me with a full ride, Schreiner exclaimed. Schreiner also insisted that the state's rules cannot prevent him from attending those schools if he wants to. It also became clear that states that did, no matter how adamant the coaches were to have me on their teams, the college administrations would usually stop them from allowing me to participate. Schreiner has already sparked controversy by taking a spot away from a woman at the 2024 NCAA Division III Outdoor Track and Field Championship in May. The athlete also competed at the Liberty League Championship meet and won both the women's 200 meters and 400 meters, breaking the 400 meters record, Fox News reported. Trans people are actively getting attacked right now. And our rights are getting stripped away, and those in power are either endorsing this, or they're just letting this happen, Schreiner said. But we're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm sure come this January, you'll see me again competing on the track. Schreiner did not explain what he meant by being attacked. But many trans activists claim that trans people are facing higher incidents of violence and even murder. But actual data shows the claim is not true. 26 states have passed laws to restrict gender-affirming care. And many of these laws also contain bans on transgender athletes in government-sponsored schools. The NCAA is already being sued by several women, not to mention the Texas Attorney General, over its policies allowing transgender athletes to compete as women. The entire issue is destined to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.